Wellness begins where play, pleasure, and the parasympathetic meet. You were born to be you, and you were born to be well. Your body is always trying to find its way back to health. Now, here's the host of Your Healing Playground with Dr. Tina Coopersmith.
Good morning, my friends. Good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in the world. You are listening to Your Healing Playground. I am your host, Dr. Tina Coopersmith, and we are on the Inspired Choices Network. Today, the plan was for me to interview an amazing life coach, Sue-Ann Macara. And because life is always throwing us curveballs, she had to go take care of some healing this morning and will be late to the podcast. And the show must go on. And so we are here talking about healing. And I want to discuss what to do when life gives you curveballs, because life gets lifey. And healing is about dealing with the curveballs, because a lot of times we are attached to outcomes. We are attached to how life is supposed to go. We are attached to the linear view of life. We're taught at very young ages to find a path, find a career, get the education, the training, all that we are intended to do and be with our lives. We are taught that we need to grow up. We need to go to work. We need to become something. We forget that we come into this world already whole, already healed, already ready to do life. And life just continues to get lifey. And we resist and we put up resistance to the way life is. We come in to a family and perhaps we don't like our birth order, or we have trouble with our siblings or our mom or our dad. And we forget that our family is just our family, and that we shouldn't resist and hope and live in comparisonitis. Why is my family not the same as this family, right? And why was I trained to do life one way and other people trained to do life another way? Is my family and my life better or worse? So when we're children, we're not having any of these thoughts. We're just downloading the mind that has been passed down for centuries from our parents and our grandparents and their ancestors before them. And we don't spend time delving into it or understanding it. We're children. So we're sort of this blank slate that is taking on the stories of how life is supposed to be. And for many of us, we're born, we live, we die, and we never even question, where did the stories come from? Am I really this human being, this human story? And right now, the show must go on, and I tried to pre-record this show because I knew I was on a family vacation this week. And I am blessed, beyond blessed, that I have a family that still wants to all get together. I am blessed beyond measure that we all have the resources to actually go to a beautiful place to have this vacation. And something happened last week that I couldn't pre-record this session. So no big deal. We'll just do it while I'm on vacation and that'll be great. Forgetting that my guest had something to take care of. So again, you know, life just keeps flinging stuff at us. And lo and behold, I'm on a plane yesterday and I pulled out a book to read that a young lady had gifted me this book, and I realized that I had done my job for the last month because I am in the stage of my life and I'm trying to figure out my act three. I've been a physician for over 35 years. And that means I am in the role of healer. I am a healer to all the patients who come to me. But have I healed myself, right? Can I be a true healer without doing the work myself? And I listen to stories day in and day out. And I show my patients their superpowers because I hear their stories and some of them feel broken, less than, confused. But what I see in them is literally magical superpowers that they have experienced life and continue to experience life. And they get knocked down and rise up, knocked down and rise up. And my job is to be a mirror to them, to show them their superpowers, to show them that the way for them to heal is to go through the fire, to face their hurts, to face their sorrows, to face their, why me? Why me? Why am I afflicted with an illness? Why am I afflicted with infertility? Why can't I do what is so easy for others, have a baby? Why can't I be in relationship? And why am I still single and not yet having a family? I face these desperation, these questionings, these wounded women day in and day out. And I try and find their superpowers back to their own healing and the deep energetic work that perhaps got them on this path where they feel broken, where they feel that they can't be fertile, they can't be in relationship, or their illness is taking over, sapping them with joy. And all I want to do is be love and love them and love them back to a life where they feel whole. So what am I coming? I'm talking round and round in circles, but I'm talking round and round in circles because I was blessed in the last month to have a shadow, a young woman who was getting ready to go on her own journey. She has decided after college that she really does want to go back to school and become a physician. So she was shadowing me and we were chatting day in and day out about integrative medicine and all the different healing modalities and cooking is healing and nutrition is healing and energy work is healing and that there's so much more to healing than what we see in Western medicine and that my reflections and my taking my patients on journeys into their soul in the office, finding their woundings and their blockages has just as much healing power, if not more healing power, than Western medicine itself. And so this woman, on her last day in the office, gifted me a book for me to read. She said, I just think you'll like it. It's called The Seed of a Million Years, Talks in Madras, 1979 to 1980, by a J. Krishnamurti. And what it is it's a transcription of this person's talks. And I read almost the whole book on the plane. It is so up my alley. He gets into who are we really, and the depths of the soul and the depths of thinking and how we are one human mind. One human mind. We are not my mind and your mind, but all of our minds together has created humanity, and the evolution of humanity is involved in coming together as one human mind, so that in that human mind, we can see not me separate from you, but the fact that all of our minds are working together like a symphony, potentially, or cacophony, depending on if we're in collaboration or competition. But that there is no separation of the mind, and the mind has been passed down from generations to generations to create the now that is in this one moment present. And that may be really heavy for a lot of you to hear, but I realize, number one, she really got me if she could see that this is who I am at my core. The book talks about the last chapter that I'm reading, passion and sorrow, and that passion comes from sorrow. And I think my last 30 years, in a lot of ways, of healing the folks who come before me, the women and their partners, perhaps all stems from love, and love because I lost my mom when she was very young and my dad fell apart and Western medicine could not heal her illness. Western medicine could not heal his love. He had to go inward to heal his grief. And she had to realize that her life of trying to be thin and smoking to be thin and thinking that Western medicine could heal us from death, which it can't. So perhaps my desire and my deep, deep passion to heal people literally stems from my own sorrow of losing my mother at a young age, of losing, watching my father fall apart, and recognizing that we're all humans having a human experience with the highs and the lows of life itself. And that all we can do is muddle through, and that the only thing that's true and the only thing that truly heals is love itself, love and connection. We're all on this planet to connect, to know that we matter, to know that we've been seen, to feel that life is not a waste. And so I invite you, as I rattle on and on and on in this deep, the deepest essence of my soul, right, is why are you here on this planet? What are you here to bring to this world? How can you inspire, which is inspire, be a breath of fresh air to those around you, to inspire them to live bigger, better, more lovingly to themselves, to have unconditional love and joy for themselves and to those around them, to stop ruminating on what didn't work, what didn't, the life that didn't show up for them, but rather be inspired to be present to now, present to this moment right here, right now, because really that's all we ever have. And the attachment to the outcome of my guest not showing up, I love her dearly, and she had to attend to herself. I love my family dearly, and yet we still have our human experiences where we trigger each other, as all families do. And can I let go of the outcome and just be present to being here? And on that note, we'll take our first break. So you are listening to Your Healing Playground. I am Dr. Tina Coopersmith, your host, a doctor of love, a doctor of connection, and a doctor dedicated to healing the world one human at a time. And we are on the Inspired Choices Network, and we will come back in just a minute.
Your healing playground is the space where science, spirit, and sensation dance together. Your host, Dr. Tina Cooper-Smith, physician, coach, healer, and play advocate, returns weekly to remind you that healing isn't just about pills and protocols. Western medicine is just one of many healing modalities. True wellness is about energy, emotion, pleasure, and play. On this show, Dr. Tina explores the playground of your body, mind, heart, and soul. From neuroscience to sensuality, from root chakra to real talk, she'll share tools, stories, and soulful strategies to shift you out of fear and back into joy. Because if you're alive and breathing, your story is still unwritten, and you deserve to write it with love. Together, you'll learn to breathe, feel, and play your way back to wellness, because you are your best healer.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is your healing playground with Dr. Tina Cooper-Smith. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to info@womensreproduction.com. Now, back to our program.
Welcome back. Welcome back, my friends. You are listening to Your Healing Playground, and I am your host, Dr. Tina Cooper-Smith, and we are on the Inspired Choices Network. And I was talking in our last session all about attachment and letting go of outcomes that we cling to, because life gets lifey. And my guest is busy attending to her own health. And this is unplanned. And so I'm here working on still going forward. The show must go on. And I am here always inspired to help my patients, my listeners, everybody to just do life with ease and flow. And what better way to do it than have the universe fling to me an episode where I have to do it with ease and flow. And so what I really wanted to talk about today with Sue Ann, the guest who may or may not show up, is that it's never too late to do life and to make pivots and changes in your life. It's never too late to find your superpowers to share with the world. Life is always ongoing. I like to teach the young women and men who show up before me that it's not about doing life, it's about being yourself in your life. And it's not about growing up. We ask children, what are you going to do when you grow up? And once you're grown up, life is over. Because life is about staying curious with this experience we call life. Life is about being present to the now. And life is about always being present to your own journey and your own journey of life, healing, magic, finding your superpowers, never being stuck with the way life is supposed to be. We're in an age of accelerated evolution, the information age. We have no idea the way life is going to be 10 years from now, because so much is changing, and it's changing so rapidly. For so many centuries, The story arc was childhood, and many had to work even back in childhood. But in recent modern era, children are put into educational systems. And those educational systems have fostered a kind of conformity and a regression to the mean, doing life and memorizing facts. And I realized that my creativity was stunted because I was so good at the education system that I was spouting other people's knowledge. I was memorizing facts to get ahead. I was studying medicine and the body and learning how to heal based on a model that the people who went before me in Western medicine said, this is the way to heal. And it was healing the form of the body. It was so focused on body healing, organs, cells, making everything realign. We used to call it in residency, making sure all the numbers in the boxes on the lab tests went back to normal. And to use drugs and surgery to get there. But what we forgot is that so much of healing and illness is a misalignment of energy. And the body breaks down when, well, there's trauma to the physical body, but there's also rumination and a draining of energy. We become what we focus on. And so the Western medical system really had people focus on, am I going to get sick? Am I going to get sick? Am I going to get sick? And we really were the most amazing snake oil salesman, in a sense, telling people if you don't go to the doctor, you're going to get sick. But for thousands of years, most people didn't go for regular checkups to the doctors, and they lived and they died at home. And we actually have a rise in chronic illness right now. Western medicine was so amazing at healing acute illness, bacterial infections with antibiotics, surgery, and perfecting surgery with better anesthesia, better antiseptics, better antibiotics. And those afflictions, those acute afflictions were absolutely healed by the Western medicines and surgeries. But these chronic illnesses, what really causes chronic illness? And I think so much of chronic illness occurs from how we live life now. It's from toxins and poisons in our mind and the thoughts that we have, living in fear, living always in fight, flight, freeze, or please. We don't actually trust the body to heal. And so we don't get into states of true healing. Those states of true healing are the state of trust that the body can heal. And we've literally been trained out of a belief that the body can heal itself. We give our power over to other people rather than sitting with the discomfort of our thoughts, our emotions, our body sensations, our connections to ourselves, our connection to others. We allow other people to tell us what's safe to eat. And so many on this planet right now are consuming foods that are poison. They're literally not food, but somehow a company has told us, these scientists in these companies are telling us it's okay to drink Coca-Cola regularly. It's okay to eat food like Twinkies that live in a bag or a box and are made in a factory. Someone once said something about, we fill up our gas tanks at gas stations. And right now we're eating the food that gas stations are selling us as if these processed food in boxes and bags are real food. This evolution of man, of planet, of animals and vegetables are, there's this brilliance to our beings, and it's this interconnectedness of body and form and spirit. We see ourselves as these beings that somehow live on a higher plane than trees and plants and animals and the water and the earth. But we're 67% water. Now, where does that water come from? That water comes from the rain and the ice on the top of the mountains and the water melting from the top of the mountains and from the glaciers into our rivers and our oceans. So we literally are no different than the rain and the water that's in the sky and the earth. And if we're polluting this with man-made chemicals, we literally become toxic ourselves because we're poisoning the earth and we're poisoning the water, and then we literally become toxic. And the human mind that has been passed down is similarly toxic because this mind has somehow forgotten the interconnectedness of all beings, and all beings are connected through the food cycle, through the food chain. Like I teach my patients that their first children is truly the bacteria that live in their body. We are more bacteria than we are human. Just think about that. I'm going to say that again. We are more bacteria than we are human. We have more DNA from the bacteria than we do human DNA. And yet, we live in a universe that thinks the humanity is separate from bacteria, from the planet Earth, from trees and plants and other animals. But we can't be, because to be truly alive in this human form, in this human body, we need to feed the human body with real food that the bacteria like to eat. Because it's the bacteria in our bodies that digest our food and turn our food into energy. And it's this energy that keeps us going, that keeps us alive. Now, would you starve your child? No, nobody in their right mind, again, mind, would starve our children. And yet, by eating Twinkies and energy drinks and soda, instead of real vegetables, and perhaps you want to eat animals, the animals eat the vegetables. We become literally the food we eat. And so we have to think globally, interconnectedly. We have to feed the bacteria that then eat our food and give us energy. So we're human, but I say we're humanoid, because we're more bacteria than human. And that's on a cellular level. And if we go below the cellular level into the cellular organelles, again, we've been taught by human mind that we are our DNA. But our DNA is just the blueprint to help us reproduce and make the enzymes and the proteins in our cells to make the cells work. And it's the DNA to make the blueprint to make new cells. Yes. So the DNA is very important to us. And the DNA, I say, is the king of the cell. But the queen of the cell is the cell membrane. That's the mother of the cell that lets the bacteria in and out. And again, our mothers often determine who we play with and what we eat. So again, it goes back to food. And without a cell membrane, we don't have a cell. So our mothers are very important. And then the ancient bacteria mitochondria is how we make the energy of the cell. And that's turn on and pleasure and energy of our cell. And that is so critical to us. So we need the blueprint, which is our lineage and our past. We need the present, which is what we let in and out of our cell. And we need energy and turn on to keep us alive. And guess what? Today's guest just decided to show up. She is the energy for today's cell. She is a mother in her own right. She is a healing presence in her own right. She believes in turn on and pleasure. She believes in never stopping living because she has transitioned her life from one career to a new career, which again, and she is the embodiment of love and peace. She is on this planet to help us get to peace within ourselves, to bring world peace to this world. And I have the pleasure of introducing my guest, Sue Ann, who is on this call with me now. Hello, Sue Ann.
Hi, Tina.
I am so honored that you took time out of your day to play with me on this podcast, Your Healing Playground. We are on the Inspired Choices Network. And you are such a healer, a master, a licensed master coach. And I want us to talk about coaching as a profession. I want to talk about how you changed careers and realized life is never over, even though we may get to the age that in the past we were told we get to retire. So tell me your little journey or long journey, short, long, and all lengths in between that got you from your past to today.
Before I even do that, I can't even tell you how excited I am. I happened to hop in here when you were explaining the brilliant biology of the cell and being present and the cell membrane and the mother and how it's all whole and how it all comes together like that. And every time I hear you speak, Tina, I just get so excited. I know
Thank
this isn't a podcast about you, but the planet needs to hear your voice because you've got this figured out. You really do. And if we could live our lives that way, in the interconnectedness, in the interplay of it, and just be present to the moment, it's just perfect. The moment I came in, what you were
It's
talking about.
divine
So
synchronicity, right? It's
I
so
know,
funny.
absolutely perfect. And I love the fact that we're both in pink.
I know, right? Woohoo! So tell our listeners about you and your journey because I think you were in business before, right? And now you are master coach at healing and structure and form, right? And energy and matter. You went really from form and matter to energy and spirit. And I want to hear your version of that.
Oh, bless your heart. I was in business. I was an entrepreneur. I was a corporate trainer. I was one of the top in the business that I was in developing directors. I was always all about having you meet your potential, having you see who you are and get there. So for many years I was in business, and then my husband had his own business. We decided we didn't need two of us in business. So for 8 years I then went on to Skid Row, Vancouver's Skid Row, the downtown east side, and started working with prostituted and addicted women, just walking in life alongside with them.
I don't know
And
that I knew that. That is so beautiful and Wow.
I will never forget it. This skid row where people are openly shooting up, where drug deals are taking place, where survival sex trade women are just hustling and bustling to, you know, make money to get their next shot. That's where I walked with women, loving them. We created something called the Great Room on Skid Row, and had women come and be with us just to get off the street for a little bit.
Yeah.
We had women come to our home, sleep over, just, and I, you know what? I always used to have people say, how can you do that? Aren't you afraid of bed bugs? Aren't you afraid of them stealing from you? Never. Never,
so
never, never.
I don't want to interrupt.
Yeah.
And I want to tell a little story of,
yeah.
So there's a group that I work with twice a year here. I'd like to work more. It's called the Giving Spirit. And it's we come together to make backpacks and duffel bags for the homeless. And then we pan out throughout the city and give them out in the summer and in the right. And their logo or their mantra, whatever, you know, their tagline, that's what it is they are us, right?
Yes.
And I want to tell this amazing story. And if she could hear this, it was just so interesting. There was a Christmas where I'm in my backyard and all of a sudden this dog showed up. And I had a gate around our old house, had a gate around the whole property. And like, how did this dog get on my property? And literally I looked at my son, I'm like, I just saw a dog. Did you see this dog? Anyway, so this dog showed up. And for 24 hours, I'm taking care of this mangy, but like, I'm a cat person. I love this dog. I wanted this dog. But my girlfriend is a dog person. She's like, somebody's dog. We have to find its owner. So she put up, you know, on like next door, you know, anybody, whose dog is it? So this woman calls me the next day. And now I think it's Christmas Day. I think it was Christmas Eve. Now it's Christmas Day. And she comes to pick up her dog, and this dog like slithered like a snake under the gate. And I was like, all right, this is her dog. This is how he got in and out. And anyway, I give the dog back to her, and not 5-10 minutes later, she comes back to the door and she said, did I hear you say that you found this dog in your guest house? And I said, yeah, it was in our little pool house area. And she said, I'm homeless. I don't have a place. I'm sleeping in my car. It's the coldest in LA it's ever been. Can I sleep in your house? And I was like, I don't even know. Just come in, take a shower, hang out. We'll figure it out. And then she proceeded to tell me how she went to an Ivy League university on the East Coast. I live in California, and literally we shared friends. I knew people she grew up with, and she stayed in my guest house for 2-3 days and then went on her way. And it's a long story, but they are us. She was an Ivy League educated woman who came on hard times. And to me, that Christmas, I remember feeling I hadn't done enough to give back, because I usually volunteer. And it was like, oh God, someone fell into my, like this dog came to protect its owner from the cold. And I don't know. It's the fact that you went on the streets and helped prostitutes. And I want us all, I have another mentor who says we all prostitute ourselves in one way, shape, or form. It's part of us all. And so
it was
going in your story, but I
very,
just
very, very special time, very special time. And eventually what we ended up doing was having these women that we were in friendship with, working with an organization, cleaning soaps from hotels and hospitals, you know, very,
yeah,
used soaps, cleaning them and sending them off to third world countries. And for the first time in their lives, these beautiful women, most of them, well, yeah, had never received a paycheck.
Mm.
They had you know, receive money, but not a paycheck. It was a beautiful, beautiful time in my life. So I really recognized there, but for the grace of God, go I. These people are no different from the way I am. And then as fate would have it, our marriage, I've been married to my husband for 37 years. We've been together for 41 years. We have two children. We hit a hiccup in our marriage that tore me apart, that broke me apart. And I went on a journey. That was when I found Jaya.
Right.
And I've heard all about the erotic blueprints, and I dragged my hubby kicking and screaming off to a Path to Passion workshop one weekend. And we met, you know, a group of people who are just like ourselves. You know, where do I get my pleasure from? Do I own my spouse? Who am I sexually? What am I? And of course, right after then, I went on to take the coaching program because, you know, you need to teach what you need to learn.
Yeah. I wanted to really That's how I did it, right? It's all about a self-healing journey. Yeah.
And this has been a long journey for my husband and myself. And I work with couples who are struggling, couples who are stuck. And it's not the main, I work with everyone actually, but often I work with couples who are stuck, who see something.
That's your, you attract husband. What you are, right? Yeah. We all do that. We attract what we are. And you were a couple in crisis that got to the other side. I've seen the two of you together, and you do emanate freedom and love, right? The divine masculine is the freedom. The divine feminine is love. And both of you are both.
Yes.
That's what's so beautiful about your relationship is that you've mastered. You don't own another human. You never own another human. You're always free to come and go. But if you're in good relationship, you choose to stay.
Exactly.
And you choose to stay in love.
Exactly.
Right? You love, you choose to be free to love who you want to love. And there's so many ways to love.
And that is love. That's the thing.
Right.
If you love your partner, if you love another, you want them to be expressed as who they are. You don't own them.
Right.
And in that freedom that you can come back to love every time, it's so special.
And I just want to point out how good Sue-Ann is, because last week I got triggered from an interaction with my ex-spouse, and I sat with it to feel both sides. And Sue-Ann listened to the email and pointed out what I knew, but she nailed it on the head of really forcing me to see both sides. And when you come with one mind, not your mind and their mind, but literally the one mind, and that's what this book that I talked about earlier in the podcast, The Seed of a Million Years, is that there is one human mind passed down from generation to generation. And I believe our evolution as a species is no longer in the DNA, but it's in communication, connection of what the mind is doing. And it's one mind. And I repaired this. There was one silly email, and I took my time to respond and not react. And the repair happened. And it's all good. We came together in love. And again, my husband and I have chosen not to live together, but it's out of love and it's out of freedom. And I think we're trying at least to teach my children and everyone else, there's so many versions of love.
And here's the thing. When love is present and you can find the support and you can find the trust and the support and the safety that you need to navigate all of this. When you're in marriage, I have this little thing and I say, you haven't broken a vow if you divorce.
Yeah.
Because most of the time, or certainly in the past when I got married, the vow I took was to love, honor, and cherish till death do us part, for better or for worse. So if you can get to the place in your marriage where you can stay together, love, honor, and cherish till death do us part, fantastic. And if you have to go your separate ways, as long as you love, honor, and cherish till death do us part the other, there is no vow broken.
That is amazing. We have to go to break. And so I want us to go to break. Love, honor, and cherish yourself and all your loved ones. And on that note, let's take our break. You are listening to Your Healing Your Healing Playground on the Inspired Choices Network. I am your host, Dr. Tina, and we are all about so many different ways to heal mind, body, heart, and spirit. Let's take our break.
Your Healing Playground is the space where science, spirit, and sensation dance together. Your host, Dr. Tina Cooper-Smith, physician, coach, healer, and play advocate, returns weekly to remind you that healing isn't just about pills and protocols. Western medicine is just one of many healing modalities. True wellness is about energy, emotion, pleasure, and play. On this show, Dr. Tina explores the playground of your body, mind, heart, and soul. From neuroscience to sensuality, from root chakra to real talk, she'll share tools, stories, and soulful strategies to shift you out of fear and back into joy. Because if you're alive and breathing, your story is still unwritten, and you deserve to write it with love. Together, you'll learn to breathe, feel, and play your way back to wellness, because you are your best healer. This is Your Healing Playground with Dr. Tina Cooper-Smith. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to info@womensreproduction.com. Now, back to our program.
Welcome back, my friends. You are listening to Your Healing Playground. I am your host, Dr. Tina Cooper-Smith. We heal mind, body, heart, and spirit here. We are on the Inspired Choices Network, and I have with me Sue Ann McCara. Sue Ann McCara. She is an amazing coach, and she embraces the art of cuddywampling to travel purposefully toward an unknown destination, sort of like meandering. And I would say she is a soul coach, right? She coaches you back to your soul. And I'd like to have her in the next 6 minutes or left tell us how she found this tagline and what soul coaching and healing really is.
My tagline is get unstuck with ease and grace and a little bit of naughty.
Oh, that is true. I like that one even better. I forgot. That's your real tagline. Love it. So tell me both of those. That is so beautiful. Yeah. And how do you tell our listeners, in a sense, why is it so important to have sort of a soul coach, yeah, right? Not a business coach, not a sex coach, but a soul coach, because that's what I think you do.
Yeah. And the beauty of what I do is people are attracted to me. I don't go out looking. I go about life and I run into people and they meet me and there's something about me that interests them, that attracts them. And what I do is meet them exactly. So first of all, cuddywampal means, as you said, to go on a journey. It's British slang for journey. And my purpose is love towards an as yet unknown destination. And so what I do with my clients is we meet once a week. And wherever you're at today is where I start. And my gift is to noodle around in the conversation. We find out how the week's been. Well, first of all, we find out where you want to get to, where you want to go, where you're stuck. And then we go from there, and every week it's different. Because what happens is my clients will show up and they'll just share with me what's been going on in their week. You know, they may have issues in their marriage. They may have issues with their health. They're just stuck. They know there's more. And I find the moment. We noodle around. I find the thread. And they never knew that thread was there. They never knew to look at that particular thing in that moment in time. And so what I do with my various different processes, my different methodology, specifically accelerated evolution, I'm a master coach and trainer with them, but I have a lot of other methodologies as well. We disseminate the charge. We disseminate the contraction. As soon as I find the moment, as soon as I find the thread, we go right in there where the pain is. What's it costing you? How does it feel? Where do you feel it? Where do you feel it in your body? And then we dissolve the charge so that you, my client's own wisdom is right there. And it's like, but I never thought of that. I never saw that. Suanne, thank you. You helped me see a completely different perspective. Because
so the mind gets bigger, the mind evolves.
Yeah.
And the mind, the energy, the stuck energy that keeps us stuck to our position, mm-hmm. we realize there's so many ways to have a human mind.
Yeah.
So
I always say it's like putting the Eiffel Tower on top of the person that you're having an issue with. Most of the people, when they show up, they're having issues with others. You know, others don't right. see them. I don't belong. I'm not good enough. I'm never good enough.
Those are the main pain points yeah. of all humanity.
I know there's more in me, but I don't know what it is.
Right.
Trapped with this Eiffel Tower over us, looking through just one little perspective, when there's this whole other perspective, you know, other playground, this whole. And the thing is, Tina, I have fun with my clients, no matter how painful it. I've been, you know, I've just walked through the pain and the devastating parts of some of their stories, but we always have fun. There's always,
and you know what? This is called your healing playground, because you heal when you're in play. When you're in pleasure, the body can heal itself when you're actually relaxed in the nervous system to heal, mm-hmm. not when you're constricted. You can't heal when you're constricted because you're in survival mode.
Exactly.
So you get them into play mode.
Yeah.
And that's the healing mode. That's exactly. So beautiful.
Yeah.
And I like your imagery of finding the thread. It's almost like you're unraveling a sweater and then rebuilding a new piece of clothing.
Yes, perfect. From their new perspective.
Yeah.
You know, each one of us is so wise. And we just get lost in the nonsense. We know it's our birthright. We wouldn't be walking this planet if we didn't belong. We know there's something more.
I love that. Our time for today is up, but I want it to land. We all belong. Yeah. We are born to be here. We are born to be well. You are born to be you. You are. All of us deserve life in a healthy body, in a healthy mind, with healthy connections. And so much of what we do is distracting because we're stuck in the pain of loss and sorrow and disconnection. And all we have to do is reach out and connect, and then we belong. That's really all we have to do is breathe, connect, and know with our soul, if you're alive and well, you belong here. So take that in. If you're alive and well, you belong, you are loved, you can heal, and you can heal yourself in connection with another.
Reach out to Sue-Ann. Check out the show notes.
If you felt something move today, a molecule, a mindset, or your mood, that's healing. Your body listens to your stories, your thoughts, your breath. So speak to yourself with kindness, play with curiosity, and let your nervous system know it's safe to rest. Dr. Tina returns Monday at 11 a.m. Eastern, 10 Central, 9 Mountain, 8 Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Remember, pleasure is a practice and play is your medicine.